Hi, John.
Hey.
You know what we're doing right now?
We're sitting around the fire.
It's so nice and warm.
It's so hot.
It's actually so hot.
I'm burning.
It's like 75 degrees.
It's so hot outside.
Why are we doing
this? It's so full of mosquitoes.
It is, but this is our Christmas episode, dang it.
Yeah, it's the day after Boxing Day.
Which is the most important day of the year.
With so many boxes.
Welcome to episode 40 of Bite Size Lemons.
A nerdy
podcast where we talk about things...
Like Boxing Day.
Like Boxing Day.
And it's tempura shrimp.
Tempura shrimp. It's always honestly so hot.
I can't believe it.
It's not butter.
It's not butter. John, it's not buttery hot.
What do we do at the beginning of every episode?
We... probably accidentally brush feet, and then we have to start over because after we brush feet,
it
gets weird.
We roast them, toast them,
generally. Yeah, that's what we do.
Is what I was looking for, but I'll give you half credit.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know what we're roasting toast today on big episode 4-0?
Tigglybuff. Buff tiggly.
Wiggly buff. Wiggly tough. Nailed it. That's what we're doing.
Tiggly waff.
All right. Simmer down, everyone. Wiggly buff. Wiggly tough.
Wiggly tough.
I'm going to be toasting.
Iggly buff.
Iggly buff. That's true. All right. You ready?
All right. Go for it.
All right.
Toast the heck out of this fool.
Wiggly tough. It has tough in your name. And it also has wiggly. So you're this cute little awesome thing that can hold its own. And you know how you hold your own with 140... HP. That's
Boom.
How you do it.
Get there.
That's not a bad stat, especially for a Gen 1 Pokemon. Way to go.
You've been toasted.
You've been toasted.
All right.
Roast him, John.
So.
Like we are doing right now.
Hey, Wigglytuff.
What's good?
You look like a thumb, and why is your pre-evolution in Smash Brothers and you're not?
Wow.
You've been roasted.
That is a solid burn. Well, yeah, you've been roasted.
Yeah, get wrecked.
Way to go. Are you excited for the big 4-0?
Yeah.
We have so much planned. We are.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. It's funny that the big 4-0 landed on Christmas.
I know, isn't that weird? Well, on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Happy Boxing Day.
Hey, thanks, man.
So we couldn't record on Christmas because it was Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't record on Boxing Day because,
Boxing Day.
Well, we were boxing up my sister's house and moving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chinese food.
And then got Chinese food.
Yeah.
John, are you ready for the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy WWPD reading?
Yeah.
Do you know what WWPD stands for?
What would Pachirisu do?
No. In fact, it is what would Pikachu do, but nice try.
Darn.
And you have to guess who this quote is by.
Okay.
I've got to keep going, gone.
Dory.
I've got to work out more often.
So, not Dory.
No. It is, in fact, a Pokemon character.
Is it Meowth?
It is Meowth.
Because he's the only Pokemon character that talks?
No, you've got Ash, Brock, Misty, Professor Oak, Officer Jenny, Nurse Joy.
I thought you said Pokemon.
Character.
Character. Like a character from the Pokemon.
No, that'd be a Pokemon.
But it was a Pokemon.
It was a Pokemon.
It was also a Pokemon character.
It is true. Boom. There we go.
We did it.
So Christmas happened.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Got the Last Guardian, and then, of course, the gift that we exchanged here
the
on
GIF.
Air. And that was awesome.
The GIF.
The GIF. No, the GIF.
Oh, boy.
GIF.
It's just a...
GIF.
It's just a GIF of Steve Buscemi saying, hello, fellow kids.
Hello, fellow children. Do you like eating potatoes? And I'm like, yeah.
You smashed a potato over there.
I did. I was just hulked it on the ground. It was exploded.
It was great.
Take that potato.
So, what did you get for Christmas?
Ow.
Don't touch the phone, please.
I got Last Guardian, so we're going to hopefully be able to start playing that.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then I got the 3DS as well.
Yes, you did.
And then I got the joy of friendship.
Aww.
Yeah. I got to spend it with my friends. And that was nice.
Very nice, actually.
And then we got to go caroling at an old people's home. And that was kind of fun. And then I did some stuff over at the Open Book Project. It was like writing letters to people in prison.
Oh.
And giving them books that just don't have maps them of on, Texas.
On Gen 7.
Yeah, I tried. I did my best. And I sang at my church, and I slept.
How riveting.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, everyone was busy doing church stuff. I was like, well, time to go to sleep.
Yep.
Because my mom and dad were out of town, so I was like, cool, sleeping time.
Time to finally sleep.
Time to finally get some shut eye.
Yes.
Not should I.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
It's the name of God.
Ah, good.
You know what I got? You?
What did you get and what did you do?
I got one ring to rule them all.
What?
I got the one ring.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't know where to put it.
It's literally right there.
I think it's next still to the fire. In your pocket. Oh, here it is, right here.
There it is. Nice.
I brought it out here. Where did John go?
Whoa.
I also got an ocarina.
Nice.
You want me to play a little ditty?
Yeah, do it.
All right, I'll do it.
Wow, this is a very good ring.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are these weird spirit things that I see whenever I put this on?
Oh, those are... Those are the kings that sold their souls to Sauron.
Nice.
Sick. Oh, where did John go? All right, give me that. You're going mad with power.
Everything's...
Give just... the ring back to Frodo, John.
No. It is mine.
Well, there you go.
Can I have Mithril armor?
I guess.
Yeah.
We got some sad news.
Yeah.
We've got actually a little too news. Much of sad news, in my opinion.
Yeah.
George Michael passed away from Wham.
Yep.
He was 53, I believe.
So young.
That's very young.
It is.
So, yeah, he touched a lot of people. And someone posted on Facebook how the...
touched a lot of people.
Yeah. How they...
poked them.
He poked them. No, but... And his music really did touch a lot of people. How... The ending scene of Deadpool means a lot more now that you know, they play one of his songs. Rick Parfitt died, the rhythm guitar player of Status Quo, which is my dad's favorite band.
Mm.
And so that was sad. But most of all, especially because it happened just today, Carrie Fisher passed away.
Yeah.
Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a shock.
It was. And it's kind of like out of nowhere because last I checked, she was stabilized.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And then just, you know, just it's like, all right, this happened. Mm-hmm. It was really sad. But, you know, we will continue on. We get to see her one last time in episode 8.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, all of her scenes were recorded for the movie. So that's good.
It'll be nice to see her one more time. Yeah.
Yep. In other news, Boxing Day...
You're just trying to escape the sadness?
Was, no, I was going to give you some good quality
Boxing
news.
Boxing Day?
Yeah. There were 14 knockouts on Boxing Day. 3 left hooks and 10 right hooks.
You're dead to me.
Oh.
Boxing Day.
Rob. Bang.
Yep. Sting like a...
butterfly.
Float like a bee.
Float like a bee.
Float like a rock.
Float like...
The Rock.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
I'm sure that guy is actually pretty limber for being a massive guy.
Yeah. He took ballet.
Probably.
In that one movie?
The world's first solar panel road opened in France.
Nice.
Isn't
Thank
that great?
Goodness. Yeah.
We're finally getting something done.
At least
with solar
we're getting
power.
Our roads solar paneled.
Finally.
Right? Like, they're just like, they need to be run. more efficiently.
I'm telling you. Another.
So do they like power themselves or?
What? No, you just drive over them and they collect energy.
Oh, from the tires?
No, from the solar powered tires.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
The sour puns. Oh, okay.
John, you're tripping. You're tripping. In other sad news, no. The Emoji Movie comes out next year.
Yeah.
You know what I think of that?
It's poop.
I think sad emoji and poop emoji.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Sad emoji, poop emoji, crying emoji, and that new throw up emoji.
Yeah.
Bleah.
Yep. So, anyway, Alien Covenant trailer finally dropped on Christmas Day, no less.
Yeah, on Boxing Day, no less.
Yeah, on Boxing Day. I'm assuming you didn't watch it.
Nope.
I think it looks pretty incredible.
Yeah?
They've got a lot of old school stuff from like some of the novelization.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a back burster instead of the chest burster.
Ugh.
It's really disgusting.
I don't like that.
Yep.
I don't like things blowing out of my body.
Well, it happens.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah. That's your Godzilla Lithgow impression. Well, I think that looks pretty awesome.
I'd say.
Comes out next year.
I haven't seen
it. I'd say. I would not recommend it for people like you.
I would not recommend it for childlike audiences.
Yeah. There's only a Red Band trailer, if I'm not mistaken.
Good.
Pokemon Go is officially launched for the Apple Watch.
Yeah. Nice. So now everyone's going to be hatching eggs like crazy.
So everyone that doesn't play Pokemon Go anymore that bought an Apple Watch can play it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also makes Pokemon Go Plus kind of like meh.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good $30 well spent.
Do you know what the number one Google search thing in 2016 was?
Pokemon
Go. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
How insane is that?
That's awesome.
Way to go, Pokemon.
Way to go, 2016.
Yeah.
For redeeming yourself with Pokemon Go.
Like, 2016 was not a great year.
It wasn't great
but
at all.
But let me just say...
That one Scottish comedian dude that you watch?
Lemmy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta take a little time.
Ow.
What you doing there, buddy?
Playing with my zipper.
Yes, I see that. I can edit that out if you'd like. Nope, just leave it in. All right. 2016, people were like, worst year ever. I'm like, man, do you remember the plague?
Do you remember that one time that we dropped two atomic bombs?
Yep. Yep.
Do you remember that one time that, like...
In 75,000 BC, where the entire world population was reduced to about 10,000 people?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that wasn't good, was it?
Or what about that one time that we had, like, Hurricane Katrina?
That was pretty bad.
2001
was bad. 2003 was bad. 2016 was not great, but it was not the worst year ever.
Yeah.
Chin up, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solar. Chin up. So that's the first time and last time you'll ever hear me say that. Solar panels are on roads, people.
Yeah.
We're doing stuff.
People are getting their roads powered by solar panels. And that is why we need more of 2016 roads.
It's true.
Yeah. You can run around on Tauruses. Taurus roads.
New Pokemon Generations episode happened. It was not great.
It wasn't good.
The the animation style did not strike me in any way.
The only cool thing about it was the Steelix like hyper beaming.
Yes.
And that was it.
So we talked about how the last one was going to be the Pokemon War.
Yeah.
And it was.
It was just trash.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
I wanted to see full-on animation of, like, these Pokemon fighting each other. But we did get a pretty sweet shot of a Steelix shooting an Aggron with a Hyper Beam.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope.
It was pretty awesome. But then, like, everything else was, like, Snoresville or just, like, trying to pull at our heartstrings and nobody really cared.
And ended up pulling out our fart strings
yeah.
in your face. Oh.
You should fart into the fire.
I don't think so.
That would make a little flamethrower. You should do it.
I think you should do it.
No, I'll do it.
You seem a lot more invested in this than I do.
Probably.
In other news, Ducky 47.
Ducky 47. So we're going to start doing this thing where whenever we see yellow cars together, we're going to say Ducky and then throw on a number. And we're going to update you guys on
how many duckies we see.
Yeah, how many duckies cars we see.
So we saw 47 duckies today.
Yeah, it was a lot of duckies.
Very, very a lot.
Yep.
Very a lot.
Very a lot.
Much ducky. Such wow.
Do go.
So, John, what are we talking about today?
Well, we talked about all our depressing stuff.
Yes.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Okay.
Last Christmas, Roadrunner was brown, but then he
honestly
ate a potato.
Shout out to George Michaels.
George Michaels was brown. He's, what?
George Michael from Wham, that song.
Oh, really? Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to him.
Let's take a pause and go inside because it's so hot.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second. We'll be right.
I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sure, I wanna
back.
It's still so hot.
It's still pretty warm.
Hey, guess what?
What?
This is the first break that we've taken in multiple weeks that didn't last 5 days.
That is very true.
Yeah.
It lasted very... Well, I mean, we had to go upstairs and everything, but...
That was it. Didn't take us 5 days to get upstairs.
Not too bad. Not too shabby, guys. Well done. Work. Well done.
Shout out to our production crew.
High foot.
Which is Alistair.
Which is just me. We're going to talk about, in honor of Carrie.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the original three episodes.
Star Wars movies.
Yes.
All right.
Starting with four.
Four.
So do you remember where these, six. These, you remember where these fall on your list?
No.
Empire is my favorite.
Okay.
And then number three, then A New Hope. So these are my top three, the first two. And then number six is one of my least favorite movies ever made. So.
Number four is my three.
Okay.
Number six is my five. And number five is my six.
That was insanely confusing.
Yeah, I know. Everybody pull out your crossword puzzles. Please.
I honestly don't know where they stand on your list still. It's cool.
All right.
So
number four.
Number four, A New Hope. The very first Star Wars.
So originally when Star Wars came out, I think it was supposed to be like a standalone movie.
Yeah.
And so they weren't really expecting it to be taking off as well as it did, but when it did, they decided to do the whole trilogy. And so it was a hero's story of a young boy from little farmland basically finding his magical powers and then going on to take down the bad guys.
Yeah.
And the bad guy was this cloaked black figure who was a space wizard.
Darth Vader.
And...
with the voice of James Earl Jones, yeah. No less.
Yeah, and he was going around, he captured the princess, mm-hmm. and homeboy farm boy had to go save her.
Yeah.
He meets up with Thug Nasty McGee, who's a scoundrel.
Is that Han Solo? Yeah, Thug Nasty McGee?
Yeah. And old man Jenkins.
Eh?
And
old man.
They make a D&D party, essentially, with... Luke is the fighter. Old man is the wizard.
Oh, boy.
Chewbacca as the barbarian. Tank.
And then Han Solo as the rogue. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they go on their quest to the magical space orb and find the princess. And
the magical
like,
space orb?
Yeah.
The Death Star.
And they find the princess. The princess is like, you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Let's go hang out in a trash can.
Yeah.
And then
Han Solo's like, you're dumb. She's like, you're dumb.
And then she's like, I'm going to kiss my brother.
Ooh.
Well, we don't know that yet. We're just like, oh, the farm boy got kissed. Nice. Way to what go, farm boy.
So basically what happens in this movie is that. And it turned out that it was a massive success.
Yep.
In which they went on to make the fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sixth one, and then, you know, 1, 2, 3. I think something that this...
And then 7.
And then 7. And then 3.5.
Yep.
A Timon and Pumbaa story.
Good.
I think something that this movie benefited from was jumping straight into it.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a little bit of setup because farm boy Luke had to get a little bit of story behind him.
Yeah.
He was like, I want to go to the Space Academy and become a pilot.
What does he need to go pick up again?
I was going to go to pick up like some power converters.
Power converters, yeah. That's right. But besides that, we go into this...
Luke's whiny in that movie.
He's very whiny in that movie. We go into an opening crawl, which has become a staple of a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
And the music by John Williams blew people's minds.
Yeah.
This is like at a time where...
The hammer and the rock was still fashionable.
What? Well,
dunk, dunk, dunk.
People
dunk,
were starting dunk. To experiment with like synthesizers and stuff.
Bah, 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 boing.
And what are you doing?
Making John Williams noises.
So people are experimenting with synthesizers, and George Lucas, the neck-bearded maniac,
homeboy,
was like, "Listen, John." Not you, but John Williams.
Yeah.
He's like, I want this crazy synth epic, blah, blah, blah. And John Williams is like, listen here, buddy. You're going to get some of the best 21st century music ever. So shut up.
And he's like, all right.
And he's like, what? And he's like, orchestra. And he's like, listen, this will never go out of style. Ever. He's
ever.
Like, if you play a synthesizer, that'll sound like garbage in 5 years.
Yeah. John Williams is on top of it.
John Williams knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, he makes Star Wars.
Yeah.
What it is.
He definitely was a hook, line, and sinker for it.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the original trilogy, that's one of the best parts about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the music. Is his music. And, like...
We saw in Episode 7, the first one that wasn't directed by him. The first...
Who, George?
No.
John Williams?
Yeah, because...
No, John Williams did the music for 7.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I was about to poop all over 7's soundtrack, but that doesn't even make sense.
Well, I think that 7 is a little lackluster.
Yeah, he's old.
Well, yeah, he's old, but
he's
also
lost
like...
his magic touch.
He's like, listen, I gave you the opening theme, I gave you Darth Vader's theme, I gave you everything, and he's like, you want Kylo Ren's theme? All right, here's something.
I guess I'll just kind of copy and paste Darth Vader's theme.
Basically. Which is, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't have a lot of creativity because it's owned by Disney now. And they're like, do this. Do exactly this.
And he's like, all right.
Whereas George, who, you know, ironically was surrounded by yes men when it came to 1, 2, and 3.
Yep. And?
To a certain extent, 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Well, more six.
It was more of along the lines of like, oh, these movies, he had a really good idea with 4, right? And so that took off, made a ton of money. And then he was able to make the other two movies. And the other two movies kind of followed a set path that he kind of had envisioned at the beginning. And then he was like, oh, check out this entire universe. And everyone was like, I mean, we can't really say no to him because he made this universe.
Yeah.
And
he was respected for 5 and 6, but I don't think you were yet yes men.
Yeah.
When 1, 2, and 3 comes around, though.
They were just like, I mean, I guess he made billions of dollars, so I guess we kind of have to go with
him. He's paying our team millions of dollars. We're gonna make this Gungan.
Yeah. Mercenary baby.
Except from John Williams, it seems.
Yeah.
Who was like, well, I guess George was probably like, George Lucas is probably like, you know, what you did last time?
Do that again.
That worked. Let's do that again.
He was like, aight.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Duel of the Fates.
Yeah.
The music. That's incredible. And what about, what is Darth Maul?
Couldn't tell you.
It's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I can't remember where it is.
Something like that.
And then what about, what is Tatooine when Luke goes back and sees his uncle? So good, man.
That's triplets.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So good on you, John Williams.
Yeah, way
well
to go,
done,
John.
With a name like John, it has to be good.
Yeah,
if
with
I'm
a name
honest.
Like Alistair, it has to be.
Smuckers.
Smuckers.
Well, there you go. That's what I think of the soundtrack of Star Wars.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Four.
Episode five.
Five. We're moving on to five.
Yeah, we're moving on to five.
What do you think about the characters of four, though?
I think the characters were actually what defined it for me. Like I said, it was kind of like this adventure space story. So it was good on characters. It developed the characters. It got the job done. And then we saw Farm Boy go and do his thing, blow up the giant space ball.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, that's awesome.
Also, the opening scene, when we were talking about it, goes right into it.
Yeah.
We start with this massive ship. Just kind of crawling across the screen. Looks awesome. Apparently, like, people pooped themselves.
Yeah, because they were like, how did they get into space? They just didn't understand special effects.
Let me tell you a story about my gran in a second.
Okay.
Anyway, so this giant ship is going, and then suddenly behind it is an even bigger ship.
It's like... Bum, 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 bum.
And it, basically.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then they get into... And they suddenly capture Leia... Darth Vader walks out, and we're like, wow.
That guy looks dope.
This is like the first 3 minutes, and we've seen the massive bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's James Earl Jones.
Yeah, and he's scary as crazy.
He's so terrifying.
He's like a giant robot man.
Yeah, basically.
We're like, oh, gosh, remember?
Most people didn't know he wasn't a robot.
Yeah.
You know? I think George might have not even known that
right.
at the time.
Well... Yeah, probably, because the reveal doesn't happen until 5.
Yeah. Speaking of which, episode 5.
Yeah, so the 5 had the best twist. And
oh, yeah. One of the best twists of all time.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Star Wars, so, like, everything but episode 2 is really high on my list. And I really, really like them. So it's a really tight-knit. Like, even though 5 is one of my lowest on my list... I think
still great.
Yeah, I still think that 5 is great. As well as 6, because it just really was really a defining part of the childhood, you know? Star Wars was a little before my time. The prequels, of course, came when I was young enough to understand them. But without the first original trilogy, we wouldn't have everything to build on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was really looking forward to when I was like 13 and I went and watched the first trilogy for the first time, like while I understood it, because I wasn't like a baby. I understood that like they were limited by their technology, but they did a really good job. And
5 looks pretty great.
That's where Yoda comes in for the first time, right? We see Yoda for the first time?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And Yoda was a puppet.
Is it what, Dagobah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoda's Frank Oz.
Yeah.
Legendary Frank Oz.
Ah.
So he's like half of the Muppets, pretty much the entirety of... No, he is. He plays like half the Muppets. Uh-huh. He plays Miss Piggy.
There's some stupid facial expressions of
on
Yoda.
Yoda yeah.
And like he scrunches up his face a lot like a Muppet and he goes
I think Frank Oz's performance is one of my favorite parts about episode 5.
He wasn't CGI Yoda yet, where he was like more like toned and bad A. He was a crazy old dude on a planet.
I honestly think the puppet works so well.
Yeah.
Like even if it is campy, it works so well. And I love the fact that Frank Oz is like living under a log for this entire movie, just holding his arm up.
Oh, this is my life.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a great voice actor. He did like all the Dark Crystal, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
That
movie terrifies me.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
He's a master. Yeah. Or he was. Rip.
Well, Yoda also has a really interesting part in this, is because he's like the old super guru, right?
Yeah.
And so at this time, Order 66 had happened. Rip. All of the Jedi had been gunned down. For some reason, everybody's forgotten about the Jedi.
18 years does a lot to people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess now I think about it, I was thinking about this over our over the week.
Mm-hmm.
Is like 18 years when you're under that oppressive of a government, which is what the whole thing was, is that the Empire basically just killed you if you thought a certain way. You know, they would execute people for mentioning anything about their downfall. Like they did, or they were looking for Luke and they just blew up his house.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so like 18 years with a government trying to erase this from history, if we're talking about a government that can control the entire galaxy like it does, it's probably stupidly oppressive.
That's true. It's not, yeah, it's not too far-fetched. And there's still people that realize what Jedi are.
Yeah.
But they'll just keep their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Luke knows what a Jedi is.
Yeah.
You know? That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I buy it.
And so, but Yoda basically is sitting on this planet as the only thing that can talk and has a form of communication. And so he's been sitting here for 18 years just, like, dirtling.
Vegetating.
Doing, like, freaking eating locusts and...
Ew.
It's just having a good time. He's being an old man. He's
making
just
soup.
Yeah, and just like...
Locust soup.
And he's just a crazy old man at this point. He knows that at some point, because of the Force, he knows that at some point he's going to have to train Luke. But pretty much everything that he fought for before, during the Clone Wars, and everything that he grew up to become the master on the council, become the grand master on the council, mm-hmm, and then have the council fall under his grand mastership.
It's a lot, like, to bear.
Yeah. And he's like, well, guess I'm going to go crazy on this planet. And so he becomes a crazy little gremlin baby. And it's awesome.
Well, the thing is, he perfectly plays the crazy old man,
mm-hmm,
when Luke gets there. And it's a test.
Yeah.
You know, to treat everything equally.
Right.
Which is, I think, the part of the Jedi Code that stems from, like, Hinduism and stuff like that. Uh-huh. You know, and Luke fails.
Yeah.
He's impatient, and he wants to get what he wants, and if he, you're not Yoda, I think, get out of my way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, doesn't he give the time of day?
Mm-hmm. He's like, I hate Debra, and the bad guys shouted at my face, and,
All these random quotes that John is slewing are from the bad lip reading, so go watch those if you want any context of what he's
literally
saying.
Literally anything. Seagulls coming, poke me in the coconut.
And then, of course, after that...
he's like, look, dude, you ain't ready to go take on this, like, supreme overruler of the galaxy.
Yeah.
He's like, you definitely need to hang out here for a few more years. And then Luke's like, nah, this is fine. Got my X-Wing. I'm out.
Yeah. Yoda's like, go into this cave. Yeah. Don't bring your weapons. Luke's like, all right, I'll go into this cave and bring my weapons. He's like, no, sorry. Don't bring your weapons. He's like, okay, go into this cave, bring my weapons. Yoda's like, oh my gosh.
And then I think Yoda passes away during 5, right?
It must be the beginning of 6.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Then Luke gets word about Cloud City.
Yeah.
And goes over there and is like, hey, Vader, you killed my dad, you jerk.
No, Luke. I am your dad.
Whoa! Let's pull out these space swords and kind of tap them together. Bink.
Well, Vader's holding back.
Bink. Yeah.
He's
because
like,
he's like, hey, look, it's my son.
Let's rule the galaxy together. And Luke's like, ah.
Luke's like, Dad, you just cut off my hand. Why would I want to rule the galaxy with you?
He's like, I was trying to get your attention. What? You know, one of the things that George
really
Lucas...
really skipped out on the whole parenting thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
And George Lucas?
So one of the edits that George Lucas did in, like, the 94 re-release?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 94. Maybe it was 97 or something. You know what I'm talking about, when he edited 4, 5, and 6 like crazy.
Yeah.
And put like the thud noise for the stormtrooper that hits his head.
Yeah.
And basically do the SpongeBob thing where there's a guy who goes, my leg! Every 5 seconds.
The Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, and there's Wilhelm screams. So Cloud City. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen Cloud City on an original cut.
Yeah.
It is awful.
Is it trash garbage?
So bad. So basically, they have this like outside that is like this red sunset at all times, and it's gorgeous outside. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So that's the new version.
Uh-huh.
Before that, it was like white corridors, just white corridors.
Good.
So what he ended up doing was he essentially used green screen technology on white.
Yeah.
And he made them like these massive windows so you could see the outside. Uh-huh. And it was like, oh, We're like 50,000 feet in the air right now.
Yeah, it's not just like freaking Blanco hallway from heck.
It looks like PVC piping.
Yeah.
But like really big.
Good.
It's bad. So that was a good choice, George.
Yeah.
I usually poo-poo on everything that you do in your edits, but
yeah,
not bad.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's a good choice. Just leave Jabba. Just leave him.
He's nasty.
Yeah. We don't want to see 12 polygons making up a giant slug.
He's also nasty.
He is nasty. You talking about George Lucas or
both.
Jabba? Deion Sanders, both.
Wait a minute. So is 5 the Leia episode where Leia is already captured by Jabba? Mm-hmm.
That's the very beginning of episode 6.
Okay.
So I was talking to Jacob Acosta, one of my buddies, and he was talking about crazy old Yoda,
mm-hmm.
like alone there for like 18 years.
Yeah.
How he all speaks backwards and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, what in God's name is this little creature? Because this is the first time they'd met him.
Right.
And he wished so hard that in the original trilogy, he just spoke normally and went crazy on Dagobah, started speaking all backwards.
Yeah.
But he's like, anytime we talk about it, he's like, missed opportunity. I think that'd be pretty funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, so that'd be good.
What was it? There's a comic of like youngling Yoda just walking around. He turns on his lightsaber.
Goes straight
like,
through his head.
He's like, messed up my speech patterns I have.
So good.
Yeah, 5 had its, and it definitely ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It was ready for movie 6. It was expecting movie 6.
Oh, they had utter faith.
Right, and episode 4 ended, like, if it was just a standalone movie, it would have been fine.
Yeah. Most people think, a lot of people have Empire Strikes Back at the top of their list for best movies ever made, like top 10.
Yeah.
And people love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but it's not like one of the best movies of all time, in my opinion. It's pretty good.
I would consider it. I don't really have like a list or anything, but it's one of my favorites, definitely. It's lowest on my list of Star Wars, but
it's number 6 on your or 7 on your list.
It's number 6 because oh, 2
Clone
is
Wars
7
doesn't count as a movie.
Yeah, Clone Wars is actually the devil,
and we're obviously missing out so much stuff.
Yeah, and it's also, like, these movies came out when we were wee babs. Like,
no, these movies came out 20 years before we were born.
Yeah. Wait, really?
1977, 1980,
1983. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, and 3 came out, like, 2000, 2004?
No, I don't think so. I think it was, like, 98, 2001, 2004.
Anyway,
I'm going to Google it.
Okay. So moving on to episode 6.
Sure.
Okay.
One of my least favorite movies of all time.
Episode 6 is kind of weird. We see a grown up version of Luke.
Phantom Menace is 99.
Okay. We see Luke, little farm boy, all grown up. He's got a new hand, which is actually just his normal hand in a black glove because they didn't have the super cybernetic. And
did not have the technology.
Yeah. They were like, this is a metal hand. Ding, ding, ding. And it was like, oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Metal hand, metal hand, ding, metal, ding, metal ding, hand, ding. Ding.
And he didn't really get to see any, a lot of, like, the fact that it was actually a metal hand.
Six starts with Luke. Wait, that must be, that's the end of five.
Yeah.
Yeah, the metal hand, or the hand.
Right.
And then we start with him coming out of a cave.
Yep.
Making a lightsaber.
Yeah, he had just made his own lightsaber. It's he was green. Using his papa's for a while. Yeah. And then he was like, my dad cut off my hand, so he lost his lightsaber, so I'm going to go make my own. And it's going to look exactly like Obi-Wan's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's kind of angry with his dad.
Yeah, I mean, I
not
would
only
be
is
too.
He, you know, ruling the galaxy in a horrible way, but he also cut off his hand
and also has like kidnapped and blew up his sister's planet.
Yeah, what a guy! What yeah. a dad! Happy a Father's
dad.
Day,
Dad of the Year,
Dad like, of the Year.
And so he's all grown up, but he has this demeanor that he's definitely connected with the Force a lot more.
Oh yeah.
He's got a lot more Paragon than he had before.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of on the gray area because he didn't really know, you know, what the Force was. But now that he's learning and finally figuring out the Force, he's kind of really taken it in. You see that in his character a lot.
Yeah, and he's experienced the dark side firsthand with right. his father.
Yeah, definitely. Hardcore. Yeah. And
hardcore parkour.
Leia is he's like, oh, I gotta go save my sister from a giant slug, right? Because she's Jabba at this point. And Han Solo is like, I mean, I guess I like your sister.
Oh, Han Solo got
oh, yeah,
frozen
he got
carbonated.
Yeah, he's straight up carbonated at this point.
Yeah,
so,
that happened.
So the thing is, Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo to die at the end of episode 5.
Yeah, he just wanted him to die.
He wanted him to be done with this Star Wars series.
So what ended up happening, George Lucas was like, hey, I've got another project. You want to do it? And he's like, what is it? And he's like, Indiana Jones. He's like, I love it.
Yeah, he loved Indiana Jones.
So they froze him in Star Wars in case they were like, yeah, Han Solo's dead.
Han Solo straight rip.
Or they could just bring him back whenever.
Right.
So
and then,
they literally put him in purgatory.
Yeah, they threw him in purgatory. And
like, they were like, what? We can go any single direction with this.
He can literally kill you, you know. And so Han is frozen. Basically, Lucas comes up to Ford and is like, hey,
whoa.
Lucas comes up to Ford and is like, hey, so do you want to, you know, go back to being Han Solo? And he's like, absolutely not.
How about like $2 million?
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, that is the story of Harrison Ford playing Han Solo forever and ever, amen, until episode 7.
And then he gets straight ripped. Who wore it better? Darth Maul?
Dang. Too soon.
Nah,
he's all right. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just
cybernetic legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Cybernetic heart.
Yeah. He'll make a reprise. Anyway, so that all happened. Well, they'll probably force ghost him.
Forced him?
Yeah, force. Good.
We'll see. Well, they'll probably CGI him.
Yeah, probably.
Harrison Ford's like, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, absolutely not. Anyway, so in episode 6, we get the really weird scene where Luke's like hopping around on little robots and fighting Boba Fett, who is introduced in 5. And Boba Fett is a bounty hunter whose father was killed by Mace Windu. And in episode 2.
That's right.
And so basically, he's looking up at his dad. He's like, "Dad, you're the best bounty hunter ever."
Dead.
And then dead.
So he hates Jedi.
Yeah, he's like, the Jedi are Satan. And then when he finds out that there's one that resurfaced, he's like, cool, I'm going to freaking execute this dude. And his whole...
Then he runs into the side of a ship.
Yep, and then...
falls into a Sarlacc pit.
Yep, he just gets nommed by the Sarlacc. And we're like, you have like five lines. Great. So Boba Fett was kind of like the side distraction. The mini boss, if you will.
What sort of minion is this?
Yeah. And he gets nommed by the Sarlacc pit. Leia is sitting there in a weird Jabba bikini.
She hated that thing.
Yeah. And it was like every like freaking 20-year-old that was going to see that was like, I'm leaving my wife now.
Every 20-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure every male was like,
I'm leaving my wife now.
Yeah, all the children.
Yeah.
And
then
she had a quote about when she was strangling Jabba.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I really enjoyed that. She's like, I hated that bikini.
I think it's nasty. But then the movie progresses and eventually there's a battle that's going to take place on a giant forest planet known as Endor. And Endor is inhabited by little...
Endor? More like End My Life.
End Alistair.
Very nice.
Ewoks.
The Ewoks little are adorable, babies. Okay? But that, once you hit that point in the movie, it feels like there's 3 hours of movie to go.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's dismal.
Oh, man, but the speeder bike scenes are pretty cool.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
But there's too many of them.
Uh-huh.
There's only so many ways I can watch an Ewok drop a tree onto a stormtrooper.
Bang.
Only so many ways.
Rock, here you go.
Rock, two logs coming in to hit an AT-ST.
Yep.
Then they think C-3PO is God.
Yeah, that's a thing.
God, that... like, we talk so about weird. All the cool plot points in 6.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about the same amount of bad plot points on Endor.
On Endor, literally just C-3PO being God.
C-3PO has to have a conversation with Harrison Ford, with Han Solo, and then with R2... then with the Ewoks, then with Harrison, then with R2, then with the Ewoks.
It's just like he falls asleep halfway through.
My God, it's boring.
Yeah. But you do have the really cool war scenes of like the revelation that on Leia's part that...
they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of get that Leia is a little bit force sensitive,
mm-hmm.
In that aspect as well. And that's pretty cool. Yeah. Root beer float.
I really hate 6. I have nothing to say about it, honestly. Well,
6 also is where Luke goes in and he meets the Emperor. So mm-hmm. What happens is he draws his saber and the Emperor is like, you're going to kill your dad. And then you're going to take his place and rule the galaxy with me. Because that's how the Sith work. There's the Order of Two.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke's like, I'm not going to fight my dad. Like,
I'll kill you, though.
I'm going to get rid of you. I'm not actually going to fight you either. I'm just going to sit here. And Vader comes out and he's like, all right, boy. Time for round 2. Let's do this.
Well, the thing is, Luke takes a swing at the Emperor.
Yeah.
And Vader catches it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emperor's like, see? Told you.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm not going to fight my dad. And he pieces out. And then Vader's like, look, let's just hash it out. Let's do this.
Let's just hash it out.
Luke's like, nah. And then he's like, all right, cool. Well, I'm just going to go kill your sister and your best friend. And Luke was like, absolutely not. And just goes ham. And that's the first, like, pretty cool lightsaber battle because
Luke hacking.
Yeah, Luke is using a lot of anger in that. And definitely being gray and just going crazy and just hacky, hacky, hack, hack, hacky, hack.
Hacky sack. It is the first time that we see, like, because most of the time lightsabers look like incredibly delicate, you know, instruments where they look like katanas or something like that.
Yeah.
We don't just hack with a katana.
Right.
Unless it's into a human.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, but these look like
iron broadswords. Like claymores.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And they are, he just pounds on him.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, he pounds once, pounds twice, it's blocked by the saber, blocked by the saber. And
your
then
arm's off.
Hits him again and rip arm. And he's like, oh, well, I forgot about how that felt.
That is my last arm, Luke.
Luke. And then he's like, all right, well, you're pretty much dead, so I'm going to go kill the Emperor. And the Emperor's like, join me. We're going to be awesome together because you just killed your dad and you harnessed all that anger. And then he's like, nah, that's stupid. No, I literally want all of this to stop. And the Emperor's like, all right, well, I'm going to kill you, I guess, and starts lightning him. And then Papa Cheese comes up and he's like,
Papa
hey,
Cheese,
get away from my son, you old hag. And
picks
throws
him up, starts electrocuting himself.
Yeah.
Emperor's like,
I was not expecting this.
This is an awkward turn of events. And then he throws him down a shaft and kills him.
Yeah.
Presumably.
And fulfills his prophecy of being the chosen one.
Bringing order to the
Yeah, because the he killed all the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that he was going to die, and then he killed the last Sith.
Yeah.
So he, in that time period, had killed off all of the, like, lightsaber users.
Yeah. And then your dang grandson.
And then your dang grandson came in and was like, hey, I love you. I'm going to undo everything that you did.
I didn't read the last chapter.
Yeah.
I'm saving it.
Well, I was just saving it.
Saving it for when I kill everyone.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to love that, like, last chapter.
But then I was like, I'm good. And so I didn't kill my son. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's sitting there with, like, Rey's left arm and Finn's, like, right leg. And he's like, oh, man.
Dang it. Grandpa.
Grandpa, why didn't you just tell me this up front?
That should have been in the beginning of your memoir, what? You old freak.
Freak.
And then what happens at the end of 6?
Ewok
sweet,
party.
Sweet, sweet jacket.
Yeah, no, that's at the end of 1 or 4.
Oh my gosh, it is. The one good thing about episode 6 is in episode 4. There's a sweet jacket.
Yeah, it's the yellow jacket that Alistair loves.
I just love that jacket.
It's so good.
There's a jacket that Luke wears at the end when he's getting
a medal of honor. And the weird thing is that, like, Leia looks at R2. R2 looks at 3CPO.
Oh my gosh. C-3PO looks at Jar Jar. Jar Jar looks at... Oh my gosh, he looks at the entire Ewok population, then look back at Leia. Leia laughs, goes back to Luke. Luke looks at R2. R2
does
laughs.
A little weird.
R2 looks at Leia. Leia laughs again. End of movie.
You're like,
it's
whoa.
The longest scene I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
That ending scene is obscene to be seen.
Yeah, but that jacket's pretty cool.
But the jacket makes up for it. It's super rad.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what they're doing with 8. I need to find out who Rey's parents are. That's something that has been on my mind for the past
year. You think that's going to be in 8?
I think so, because it's the middle, and that's when they did the reveal for Luke. And apparently this is going to be Luke's movie. Like, so Han basically was the guiding hand in 7.
Yeah.
Luke is going to be the guiding hand in this one.
Interesting.
Or maybe it'll be Luke and Leia.
The guiding metal hand.
Yeah. Metal hand, every now and then I leave a little streak mark on R2's head and I'm in metal. Metal hand. Look, R2 decided to come back to life.
Why does he suddenly have a metal hand?
That's when, so it was metal under the stupid glove that they wore because technology became a thing.
Oh,
also,
am I thinking of,
like,
Anakin's hands? Wait.
Yeah, Anakin had metal hands.
Oh, he had one metal hand and then he had all metal hands.
Yeah. And then he did the weird, like, block the blaster. And he's like, whoa, hey, You just walk into a room and shoot people? And he's like, yeah, that's kind of my whole thing. I'm Han Solo. He's like, I don't really know what I expected.
Wait, what?
Yeah. When Vader...
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. When he deflects the friggin'... Nothing can compare to Kylo Ren catching a blaster bolt.
Oh, though. That was awesome.
That was so cool. That was cool. So cool.
He was like, thunk.
And just like, held it there, having conversation. And then when he left, he just let it go. So rad.
Oh, man. There are apparently books about the new trilogy that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
7, 8, 9. And that old dude who was at the beginning of the movie mm-hmm. was one of the main characters in the books.
Interesting.
So,
I need to check that out. Well, there's a very, very non-in-depth version of the original
trilogy.
You know, I look back at most of it fondly.
Yeah.
I like 4 and 5 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like 6 that much, but number 2...
Absolute
It's
trash.
Just unwatchable.
It's so bad. I hate sand.
It's coarse and rough.
You're like, Anakin, you literally look like you just got out of a ska band practice. Like,
wow.
I don't understand what you're
doing. He
looks
a little white supremacist in the worst kind of way.
Like, he looks pretty freaking cool with longer hair in episode 3.
Not as good as Obi.
Yeah, but Obi-Wan with his mullet and then Anakin with his, like... No,
with his
mom,
rat tail.
Leave me alone. Like, yeah.
It's not a phase.
It's not a phase.
No one can beat Amidala.
Amidala Bill.
Amidala's hair in number 1.
That's true.
The big poof hair thing.
The poofy poof.
Yeah.
Middle of the 90s.
It's good stuff.
All right, man. Well, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. You know what next week is?
What?
It's January 2nd.
Yeah, New Year's episode.
New Year's episode. You want a high five?
Yep.
All right. Bye, John.
Bye.
Ah! We did it.